Support for Something Wild comes from you, our listeners, and from Squam Lakes Natural Science Center, celebrating 60 years. Special programs on the live animal trail and Squam Lake cruises, bringing people nearer to nature. More at nhnature.org.
Hey, I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR, and I produce Something Wild. That means I get a lot of emails from Dave Anderson. They're kind of epic stream-of-consciousness narratives. And one email captured a particular moment in time, late summer in New Hampshire. So we made it a poem. Hope you enjoy it.
Easy summer sights and sounds. Bespeckled, fleet-foot fawns now flee. Singles, twins, triplets no longer wobble on spindly legs.
Black bears retreat from sight, from rites of courtship. Trouble in town. Whippoorwills. An uptick?
Orioles visit hummingbird feeders.
The most tolerant trees, deep shade, forest glade.
Insect maximum, lord of the flies. Scourge of July, deer flies, greenheads.
Firefly.
Or lightning bug.
Pollywog.
Or tadpole.
Newt.
Or salamander. Fuzzy-headed fledglings, first flights.
Young of the year flying, feeding, begging, parents receding.
A carefully woven tapestry of songs and territories in tatters, unraveling.
Berries for birds.
Summer's most persistent singers, vireos. Oven birds.
The evening chorus, Vireo's duet.
The last of the amphibians, rain calls of gray tree frogs conjuring a tropical rainforest.
Summer sure is something, something wild.
Now empty nesters all. Too soon to say it? Fall. Something Wild is a partnership of the Forest Society, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. Our producer's Jessica Hunt. I'm going to go do poetry slams. After I'm retired, I'm just going to go do poetry slams.
Sounds good.
I'm going to be the Eminem of the forest. I'm going to be like Marshall Mathers.
Okay.